Every book you read, every podcast you listen to, every YouTube that you watch, it doesn't matter what you get out of it. It's what it gets out of you, right? What are you going to go from this conversation and implement? What relationship are you going to build? What tactic, what strategy, what tool are you going to add to your business? Because make no mistake, as real estate investors, you are entrepreneurs. It is a business. I don't care if you're owning rentals, if you're flipping properties, you're wholesaling. So what are you going to pull out of this and implement and take action on? It can't just be education, because people think that it is education plus action equals results. It's not. It's the action plus the results is your education every single time, because theory doesn't get you paid, right? Deals get you paid. Action gets you paid.
You are listening to another TTB Breakout with Brent Daniels on the Wholesale Hotline Podcast.
Wholesaling is sourcing discounted properties. It's the art of finding discounted properties. That's all it is, right? And it's just really important to understand that if you want to get the absolute best deals, you find them yourself. You go out there and you find them yourself, especially if you start with a low budget, right? If you don't have a lot to throw at marketing, if you don't have a lot of relationships in this business, if you're just starting this business cold, it's very simple. Like 6 to 10% of the real estate market is in distress at all times. There's 143 million residential properties. We're talking 8 million to 14 million opportunities at all times. At all times. There's 96 people in here. I counted. Could you imagine how many deals that you could do? There's 14 million opportunities out there of ugly distressed properties. The only thing stopping you is a phone call. The only thing stopping you is having a quality conversation with a distressed property owner. That's it. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about being very proactive in our business. I want to talk about building our own schedule so that we can go after and we can hunt for these opportunities every single day. It doesn't matter if you're part-time, you're full-time, doesn't matter. You can go out there and find them, right? I always want to start with this. Every book you read, every podcast you listen to, every YouTube that you watch, it doesn't matter what you get out of it. It's what it gets out of you, right? What are you going to go from this conversation and implement? What relationship are you going to build? What tactic, what strategy, what tool are you going to add to your business? Because make no mistake, as real estate investors, you are entrepreneurs. It is a business. I don't care if you're owning rentals, if you're flipping properties, you're wholesaling. So what are you going to pull out of this and implement and take action on? It can't just be education, because people think that it is education plus action equals results. It's not. It's the action plus the results is your education every single time, because theory doesn't get you paid, right? Deals get you paid. Action gets you paid. We went driving for dollars in a neighborhood, older neighborhood in Phoenix, and we found this older property, and we got the phone number for the property owner, and we gave her a call, and it went to my acquisition manager, and she scheduled the appointment. It was on a Monday. She scheduled the appointment for Tuesday morning. She gives me a call Tuesday morning, 10 minutes into the appointment. And it was very odd, because she's a killer. She could close anything. She was really, really good. She goes, "You need to get down to this house." And I was like, "Why? What's going on?" She goes, "I don't know. I just need you down at this property." And so I go down there, and there's an older gal with a pink cowboy hat on. And her name was Cowgirl Fran, okay? Cowgirl Fran. And Cowgirl Fran was excited about selling her property. She was done with it. It was a rental for a long time. And we were talking about it. My acquisition manager pulled me aside and she goes, "I don't believe what she wants for this property." And so I go, "Okay, let me talk to her." And on the way there, I looked up the address on Zillow. It says we're $220,000, okay? I get there, I'm having a conversation with Cowgirl Fran, and she says, "Yes, I want $9,000 for this property. $9,000. And I'm like, "Oh, this is a crazy person. Like, this is, I can't do this. What, is there hidden cameras? Like, what is happening here?" Like, honestly, I thought that. I started a tape recorder of my phone. I was like, "Fran, I'm going to tape this. Okay. Like, I'm going to tape this." She's like, "Yeah, no problem." And I go, "What do you think this property's worth?" She goes, "Well, it needs a little bit of work. It's probably worth about, I could probably list it on the market for $200,000. I go, "Do you know how, you know, people come up with property values and all this?" And she goes, "Yeah, I've been a broker for 20 years, a real estate broker for 20 years. And I go, "Well, why are you giving me $191,000 worth of equity?" She said, "My only brother died. He had no kids. I have no kids. There's nobody else to give it to. I want to give it to a real estate investor and pass it on." One conversation from finding an ugly house, getting the address, getting the phone number, having the courage to call them, and then getting this opportunity. That's bananas. But it only comes around if we're out there being proactive. It only goes, we can only have that if we have the courage to pick up the phone and talk to people. It's that simple. This business is not rocket science. We're complicated. Our emotions are complicated. The emotions that we have for this business is the most expensive part of this business. I mean, there's three parts to your real estate business, all right? It's lead generation, it's conversion of those leads, and then it's exit strategies. I'm gonna break down each and every one of those, okay? In the past, we've been really reliant on marketing, right? We put out bandit signs, maybe we send out some direct mail, you see billboards, you see commercials, you hear it on the radio, pay-per-click, all these things. Marketing was the most common. It's the lowest barrier to entry because we like it a lot better when people call us. That's it. It's easier. They're ready. They've made the decision that they're going to sell their property. We don't have to talk to as many people, but it's expensive. In Phoenix, it costs on average $14,000 in direct mail to get one deal, $19,000 for pay-per-click. It just gets expensive. So when you're getting started, it's like, okay, I'm going to save up $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, put it into marketing, and then just pray and hope, right? That you get a call coming in. I had a buddy that was sending out 100,000 pieces of mail every single month, and he changed his ringtone to like a cash register going off when it rang, right? Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. He started having nightmares that it was ringing when he was sleeping. He was like so anxious all the time because he was spending all this money. He was spending $30,000 a month sending out all these postcards that if he missed that call, he knew if he missed that call, he could be missing out on a $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 opportunity. Do you know what that does to your schedule? Do you know how heavy that feels? You know how much pressure that is on you to answer your phone and be there all the time? What if you're at the gym? What if you're with your kids? What if you're on a date? What if you're sleeping and you miss that call? You feel terrible. So marketing is very expensive. It works. 100% it works. Referrals. Build up your squad of real estate agents and other people in this business that they know that you are the person to bring ugly houses to. Are you getting loud? Are you loud on social media about this business? Are you excited? Can people feel your excitement? Are you documenting what you're doing? This is how you start building the momentum. That's how you start getting these people to start referring you business, is being really, really loud about what you do. But it takes time and you got to wait for these referrals to come in, right? And again, when these referrals come in, you got to respond fast, right? Jamil, you got to be on it right away. If they text you and they got an opportunity, you got to jump all over it, right? And that's fine. But what if you don't? Do they go to somebody else? Hopefully not. Hopefully you got the relationships built. And it is the most profitable way to do business. No doubt about it. Jamil is 100% right. He's proven it to everybody around the country. But it takes time to become the man and to become the woman in your market, to become that powerful real estate entrepreneur that people know to send deals to, right? The third one right away is earning it. You just go be proactive. And there's really two ways to go out and earn it. You could go and knock on doors, or you can pick up the phone and call people. And now we've got all the resources that you could possibly want to get the most accurate phone numbers for the people that own these ugly houses. You could literally call 3-5 people a day and start building up your pipeline of opportunities, right? You can go right now. And I challenge you guys all, go to the For Rent by Owners on Zillow and ask them this important question. When do you plan on selling this property? Do you know how powerful that question is? When do you plan on selling this property? It's an open-ended. And if they say, well, I'm not going to sell it. Okay, do you have any other properties? I'm looking for something that needs some love, needs some work. That's what I'm looking for, right? That second question gets you so many deals. And if they don't have anything, do they want to buy other properties? Now you're pulling people into your world, right? Now you're providing them opportunities. You can literally go For Sale by Owners, For Rent by Owners on Zillow right now, start calling them. You can go to GoSection8.com, and every single one of the Section 8 owners are listed there with their phone numbers, and ask them the same question. This is free. This costs you nothing. This is just going out and putting your efforts into it, right? Because if you don't have the budget to be able to spend a lot of marketing, then you have to spend your time. And when you spend your time, you build the skill of communicating effectively with property owners. Imagine how powerful you'll feel after having 1,000 conversations with strangers about real estate. You'll be able to talk to anybody about anything forever. It blends into the rest of your life. It's an unbelievable skill, but it doesn't happen if we're sitting there being silent. It doesn't happen if we're not taking action every single day. We all have ugly houses in our neighborhoods, in our cities. All these people need help, obviously, right? Because they're in distress, whether it be just the distress, the condition of the property, emotional distress, maybe something happened there, or financial distress. You got three different forms of distress. in our real estate market that we can go after and have good conversations and help these people out. Help them get the stress off of their back. This is like the most incredible business of all time that you can go and pick up the phone and make an impact like that. Because the fact is, here's the stat, and you can write it down. Every 200 people you talk to is a deal. Every 200 takes about 20 hours. Takes about 20 hours. Every 200 people is equal to, let's just say on the low end, $10,000. That means for every hour that you're calling, it's $500 an hour. If I were to stand beside you or behind you at your house while you're making calls at your kitchen table, and every hour I gave you five crispy $100 bills, I would have to tear you off the phone. You would try to do 100 hours a week. You would be going bananas, but it's the absolute fact. It's just this that stops us. Conversion. We talked about lead generation. Now let's talk about the second part. When you're looking at your business, you got to put it into three parts, especially as you're building and you're growing and you're scaling. Lead generation, that's the engine of your business. This is going to give you all the opportunities. The second part is the sales side, the conversion side, the human side, right? This is all about understanding what are their goals. So you have to pre-qualify, and you pre-qualify every single property owner based on four things. You ready? Condition of the property, their timeline to sell that property, their motivation, and their price. You find out those four things, you have a very qualified lead. Condition, timeline, motivation, price. Condition, timeline, motivation, price. And I do it in that order because most people will talk about the condition of the property before they start talking about their emotions. Before they start talking about their motivation, right? The most important one in there is timeline, by the way, because people could want to sell, but there's something stopping them from selling. So the timeline is the difference between a hot lead and a warm lead and a cold lead, right? Condition, timeline, motivation, price. Has anybody gone out on an appointment where somebody was just really nice to you and you just went on the appointment and you didn't lock up a deal? You've locked up every deal on every appointment you've been to, guys? You guys are incredible. That's incredible. I went on so many appointments because I was pumped, because I was talking to everybody. And everybody's like, no, I don't want to sell. Click. No, get a job, you bum. Click, click. And then there's like a nice guy, and he was 45 minutes away. And he's like, yeah, it needs a lot of work. Yeah, why don't you come by and see it? And then you can make me an offer. And I was like, yeah, I am there. I was going to be in the neighborhood anyway, right? That whole line, right? Oh, I was going to be in the neighborhood. Mind if I stop by, right? So I did that whole thing. Go there. He's not even the owner. His mom owns the house. And she did not want to sell. She was not happy I was there at all. I'm there excited. I got the contract. I got the whole purchase agreement. I'm walking in, taking pictures of the house. This woman looked at me like she was going to like shoot me. It was crazy. But that's what happens when you don't pre-qualify. You go out and you waste a lot of time. I could have spent the 3 hours that I had preparing, doing due diligence, putting the contract together, driving out there, getting mentally prepared, getting hyped up. This is going to be like 30 grand. I'm going to make 30 grand. Yeah. I'm high-fiving my wife. I'm doing all sorts of crazy stuff. I get there and because I didn't pre-qualify. Right? Lead follow-up. This one is the simplest one on this presentation. It is Nike. Just do it. You will not lose deals because of excess follow-up. You will lose deals if you don't follow up. If you don't do it, you will lose deals. And it is shocking to me the amount of people that I talk to that this is the toughest thing that they go through is lead follow-up. You want to know why? Because we're emotionally invested in that lead. We don't want them to tell us something bad. We don't want them to tell us they sold it to somebody else. We don't want them to tell us that they don't want to sell it anymore. We want to hold on to that lead. Oh, we love this lead. It's such a good lead. Oh, leads make me feel good. I'm going to just throw them on the bed and lay and roll around in them, right? Oh, these leads. Leads don't matter. Leads don't get you paid. Deals get you paid, right? So just do it. You have to follow up, and you have to each time try to get more pre-qualify. And our job is to shorten the timeline because time kills all deals. Got to shorten the timeline for them to make a decision. And a lot of people are sticking their head in their shell and they're not going to make a decision. That's just their personality. A lot of these people are very amiable. A lot of these people are very kind and sweet. They just don't know how to like have any responsibilities in life. They just don't. And so it's our job to go there and communicate with them and see what is their best option. Do they want speed and convenience, then they have to give up price. If it's a nice house and they want to get the most and they don't mind if it's convenient or not, then they put it on the market. We do what's best for the property owner. Because I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times I've been licensed as a real estate agent since 2004. And I used to go in with two options. I can list your house here, or here's your cash as is net offer. What do you want to do? 8 times out of 10, they took the cash as is offer at like $100,000 less. You have to understand, we think about price. Not everybody does. You got to switch it all up. The fastest way to do that is have a lot of conversations and a lot of appointments and help a lot of people. And then you realize it's not all about price. People will trade it for speed and convenience. People take things to pawn shops all the time. It's the same mentality. They just want to get rid of it. They just want this situation done. And then last is your offer presentation. Right? This is when you're going out and you are actually presenting the offer. You need to get advanced agreements when you're talking to people. When I come out, and if what I say makes sense and we're agreement on the price and the terms, is there anything stopping us from moving forward with the purchase agreement? Yes. And then you get all their objections. Now you know what you're walking into, as opposed to walking into landmines when you get there. The wife isn't there. The husband isn't there. The decision makers aren't all there. They didn't really want to sell it yet. They have something stopping them from moving forward. They have to pray about it. Heard that a lot. They have to talk to their attorney. They have to talk to the real estate agent. All of these different things are really smart to know before you go on that appointment, because then you know how to get over them, right? Advance agreements are so critical. That's a conversion. And listen, guys, there's 3 exit strategies in real estate. You can look at all the different strategies. There's a ton. How many different strategies are there, Pace? Like 28 or 83 or 32 different strategies that you can learn in this business. Wow. We are in the shiny object industry. Oh my gosh. That is wild. But really, it comes down to 3. Buy and hold. You can buy and hold it. You can flip it, or you can assign it, right? That's your 3 exit strategies. And what I'll tell you is, when you are assigning these deals, when you get paid on that, and that money hits your account from you building relationships with a cash buyer and a distressed property owner, it's incredible. It is an incredible feeling that from this thing, out of the ether, you just made $25,000. It's just this thing. It's just this thing. Everybody's scared of this thing. Just pick it up and use it. It's so powerful. It's the portal. It's literally the portal to whatever you want from a financial standpoint. Not only that, but once you get to the point where you build all of your, you start building a business that finds all the best deals, you cherry pick the best ones for yourself. And now you have a bank account to be able to do it. Incredible. Here you go. This is who I have found to be the best people to talk to if you're wondering who you should be talking to that owns distressed property owners. Driving for dollars. Very simple. You drive around town, you find the ugliest properties. You know that there's distress because you see that there's distress. These are properties that need investment. These are communities that need investment, right? Number 2 is vacant properties. 2020 census came out and they did a stat on how many vacant single family properties are vacant for over a year. Any ideas how many in the country? Anybody? 11 million. Vacant single family over a year. That's bananas. Tired landlords. We do 80% of our business from tired landlords. That should tell you something, what not to do. Right? Because these people had all the intentions of owning this big portfolio of properties and really doing something special with it. And it just dragged them down and they're pissed and they're tired and they want to get rid of these deals. So think about it. When you're thinking about which properties you want to add to your portfolio, it really matters. Tired landlords, inherited probate, you know, 80% sell within the first 90 days of new ownership is the stat. Right? So really, really, really solid. A lot of those properties need updating because it's typically older people that pass away that these properties are getting inherited. And then obviously the ones that have a timeline attached to them, right? The ones that could go to auction, the pre-foreclosures, the tax defaults, and some code violations. Okay, I think that this is really, really, really important because I was scared to death to get on the phone, truly. I was the kid that had my dad sell like my Cub Scout candy bars to like the people at work type of guy. You know what I mean? I wasn't going door to door. I wasn't in sales. I didn't do anything. I was so scared and threw a lot of time and just totally getting wiped out. Like Jamil mentioned himself in the downturn last time, I had to do something. So this is really, really important. You have a vocal first impression. It should be kind and it should have energy. Don't be bombastic like I'm being, right? You got to be kind and you got to be ready. You got to sound like a neighbor. Your vocal first impression, you got to assume that they want to talk to you. You got to be so excited. There has to be energy and there has to be kindness. All right. Number 2 is do not get on social media before you start making your calls. Don't do it. Something will piss you off. Something will be, you'll be like, oh no. You know what I mean? You'll see something, somebody's posting something wild on social media and you're like, oh geez, now I'm over here, right? Remove all the distractions. If you're going to be making your calls, if you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to spend an hour a day and I'm going to reach out to the ugliest properties in my community. I'm going to find some good opportunities. Don't clear everything out in your morning. Have your morning media free. And then go bananas. Get on TikTok for hours. I don't care, right? Just go absolutely crazy with whatever you want to do, but avoid the, eliminate the distractions early on, okay? Optimism. You're going to get rejected a lot. People are not going to want to talk to you. You're going to interrupt people's days. You are. In service of finding the one person out of 200 that'll do business with you that you can help. It means 199 people will not like you. You got that rhino skin, right? You got that toughness? Can you do that? No, I'll just have somebody else make the calls for me. It's not going to work. You need to do it yourself for at least the first 1,000 conversations or your business will be weak. You have the ability to communicate effectively with property owners. Your whole team, your whole business will be able to do it. We've done 1.9 million in assignment fees in the last 12 months, calendar 12 months. And I work about 2 hours a week in the business. Everything's handled. 55% profitability because my team knows how to talk to people. They know that I know how to talk to people. So having optimism is the only way that you get through that, all that rejection. Stand up. Don't sit at your kitchen table with all the lights off trying to make calls. It's not going to work. Stand up. Lights on is number 7, but like have the energy. Literally everything you want is one conversation away. It's one phone call away. The deal of a lifetime comes around once a week for making these calls to ugly houses. That's it. And then you got to actively listen when you're on the phone. Because if you're not responding, if people are talking to you and you're silent on the phone, they think it's an interrogation, not a conversation. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Oh, wow. That's great. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, 5-bedroom, 2-bath. Great. Active listen, right? You don't have to parrot them where it's annoying, but you need to be able to, you need to make sounds to make sure that they know that you're really listening and they're important. Active listening is powerful. So this is the steps to being better on the phone and not worrying about that 400-pound phone. And you don't have to do it all at once. Make one call today. Seriously. Just go to your room. Go in the hallway. Go anywhere. Make one call to a for rent by owner and ask them, when do you plan on selling this property? That's it. And then you just build up and build up and build up and your endurance builds up. And then you understand it's not that scary. And then that first time that you close that deal from a phone call and it didn't cost you anything, it's like the best feeling ever. And this is the last part. Wholesaling is the bank that funds your other deals. It is. You build up a big, healthy, heavy bank account from assigning deals. This is what you use to then go buy the assets. This is what you go use to then replace your current job so that you can do this business full time. Because we unleash you all full time, 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week with the conviction that this room has about real estate and real estate investing and building wealth, you're unstoppable. But this is the path to get there. So find an ugly house and assign it to a cash buyer. Thank you guys. I love you guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Wholesale Hotline. Join me every Wednesday at 10 o'clock Arizona time on the Brent Daniels YouTube channel to answer any questions that you have about wholesaling, real estate investing, and building wealth. I will see you there. And as always, I encourage you to go out there and talk to people. See ya. Love you.